हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। वयम् अधुना अद्य कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये तृतीयायां वल्ल्यां द्वादश मन्त्रस्य अर्थं पश्यन्तः स्मः। यू सीइंग द कमेंट्री ऑन द 12th मंत्र स्टिल। द मंत्र सेज आत्मा इज देयर in all the beings, but gudaha sanna na prakashate, remaining hidden, atma does not shine. Only atma is clearly known, understood, recognized, seen only by people of very subtle vision through their highly sharp and subtle intellect, which means the effort is involved in having the subtle and sharp intellect. It's not that Atma cannot be seen at all, Atma cannot be known at all. Of course, Atma is not an object. Atma can never be known as an object, but still Atma can be claimed as one's own self. One can take ownership of Atma as one's own self. One can arrive at the Atma as the truth of I. It is not impossible. The effort is involved in converting one's gross, dull, blunt intellect into a sharp and subtle intellect. That is where effort is involved. So here, what is the reason? Because achannaha channaha na prakashate. Being covered, having been covered, Atma is not, does not shine. Covered by what? Covered by the Maya. Covered by the power. Unmanifested power. Unmanifested power is not total ignorance, it is partial ignorance. Unmanifested power obtaining in the form of partial ignorance, which expresses itself in the form of all functions such as seeing, hearing, etc. Okay, so now we are seeing this, we saw this meaning. How is the, what is it Maya? Maya is also beginningless. Maya is also indestructible. Maya is also endless, absolutely indestructible. But Maya is of the nature of undergoing changes. The power can remain manifested. Again, from being manifested, can become unmanifested also. When it is manifested, it can be differentiated in the form of many things. And it can remain as undifferentiated one, unmanifested power also. On that Maya, it is said, Aho, Ati Gambhira, Duravagahya, Vichitra Maya Cha Iyam. Who is this Maya? First sentence says, Iyam Maya, Ati Gambhira, extremely deep and profound, and not easily comprehensible, and Vichitra is manifold. Maya is one power, but when this one power of unmanifested power of knowing becomes manifested, it can become differentiated as countless number of forms, names and functions. Very manifold Maya. What about all human beings? Every human being, yadi, I am sarvaha jantuhu, sarvo jantuhu, பரமார்த்த சதத்துவ அபி தோ இஸ் எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீங் இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பரமார்த்த சதத்துவ எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீங் இஸ் வித் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அல்டிமேட் ட்ரூத் இஸ் ஆன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் ததாபி ஏவம் போத்யமான அபி in spite of being always taught that every individual is essentially atma directly or everyone is taught you are the atma tattvamasi etc bodhyamanahapi paramarthatah aham paramartha paramatma iti absolutely I the knower am the absolute self the all pervasive reality implied by the term atma paramatma iti na grinnati a person does not grasp this fact whereas but he grasps he takes what anatmanam atmatvena grinnati anatmanam atmatvena grinnati anatmana after grinnati you come across the word anatmanam sarvaha jantuh ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மத்வேன கிருண்ணாதி ஒன் டஸ் நாட் டேக் ஆத்மா எஸ் தி ஆத்மா ஒன் டேக்ஸ் அனாத்மா எஸ் தி ஆத்மா அனாத்மானம் சீரியஸ் இந்த லாஸ்ட் லைன் ஆத்மத்வேன அகம் அமுஷ்யா புத்திரஹா இதி கிருண்ணாதி ஐ ஆம் தி சன் ஆஃப் திஸ் பர்சன் ஆஸ் ஒன் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் தி அனாத்மா ஃபார் தி ஆத்மா And what is that? Deha Indriya Adi Sanghatam. Anatma in the form of body, mind, sense, complex. Sanghata means complex. Deha Indriya Adi Sanghatam. He mistakes the complex such as complex of body, sense organs, etc. Even though this body, sense organs, etc., this complex of body, sense organs, etc., is object of knowledge, is always seen, always being seen, being known, objectified, drishyamanam api, deha indriyadi sanghatam, atmanaha drishyamanam api, even though this complex of body, mind, body, sense organs, etc. is being seen, known by the, for oneself. Object of knowledge. Ghata divat, like pot, etc. How pot is object of knowledge, so also body is also object of knowledge. How pot is object of knowledge? We do not mistake pot, etc. Pot, etc. I mean what? Pot, like any object like pot, as itself, we don't mistake. Ghatadivat, like pot, etc., like any other object such as pot, etc., this body, this complex of body and sense organs, etc., also is object of knowledge, being seen, known for the Atma. Still, Atma Tvena grinnati. Still a person mistakes this anatma as the atma. How amushya putrahaiti. When a person introduces himself as I am son of this person. Aham amushya putraha. Aham amushya putraha. I am the son of. Aham putraha. Bhavan kaha, tvam kaha, aham putraha, I am son. I am son of this person, son of so-and-so. Means what? Already identity is strongly with the grossest physical body, which is actually, which is born through the parents. Therefore, identity is, when identity is revealed as I am son of so-and-so, in the relative world it's okay, absolutely. Identity is strongly with the gross physical body. It means I sense, the subtlest I sense, which comes and goes, which obtains name of a thought, is identified with the gross physical body. I is identified with the gross physical body. That is why Amushya Putraha iti Anuchyamano api grinnati. Even though nobody is taught that you are the body, Anuchyamanaha api. Or a person mistakes the anatma for the atma. This we have already seen yesterday. So I repeat it today. Now, next. So again here, a doubt is presented. Nonam. See, nonam definitely, certainly. Parasya eva mayaya. Parasyaiva mayaya momuhyamanaha. Parasyaiva mayaya momuhyamanaha. Sarvo loko babhramiti. Sarvo loko babhramiti. Babhramiti means what? Bhramati. Sarvo loko babhramiti. Sarvo loko babhramiti. Sarvaha lokaha. Entire world means what? All the beings, all the human beings of this world. Babhramiti. Babhramiti means what? Is deluded. How? Babhramiti. Momuhyamanaha. Momuhyamanaha sarvo lokaha babhramiti. The entire world means people of all the worlds, people of this world, every human being of this world, momuhyamanaha. See, muhyamanaha means what? Being deluded. But momuhyamanaha means repeatedly, continuously, choicelessly being deluded. This entire world means all the people of the world being repeatedly, continuously, choicelessly deluded by the Maya. Maya, whose Maya? Maya of the Paramatma. Parasya eva mayaya. Whose Maya? The Maya which is of Paraha Purushaha. The unmanifested, undifferentiated, inexplicably subtlest power of the absolute reality, power of Paramatma alone, by this power of Paramaya alone, Momuhyamanaha, continuously, repeatedly, choicelessly being deluded, Sarvaha Lokaha, every human being in this world, no? Babhramiti. Is deluded. Tathacha smaranam. Tathacha smaranam. Tathacha smaranam means what? So, in Bhagavad Gita, which is said to be Smriti Prasthanam, there is a statement which is expression of this same Shruti's teaching. Tathacha smaranam. Tathacha means, and also smaranam. Smaranam means what? Smaranam is a neuter noun. What is the equivalent of smaranam? Smritihi. Tathacha smaranam means what? Tata smarana vakyam. Smaranam is equal to smritihi. Smritihi means what? Remembrance. So, Bhagavad Gita is a Smriti Grantaha. Why it is not Smriti Grantaha? Bhagavad Gita, being part of Mahabharatam, comes under the category of Smriti Grantaha, Smriti Prasthanam. It is not an original text. I don't want to go on to this. Smriti Grantaha means all those texts, Puranas, etc., which reflect the same Shruti is teaching without distorting the teaching are said to be Smriti Granthaha. So Bhagavad Gita happens Smriti Granthaha. He said, Tathacha Smaranam means Tathacha Smritihi. Smriti which Shruti, Smriti Tathacha, and also the Smriti Granthaha Bhagavad Gita also states the same fact, reflects the same fact. What that? The entire, all the human beings, or every human being in this world, being continuously, repeatedly, choicelessly deluded by the Maya of Paramatma, him remains deluded. Bhramiti. What is that sentence, Smriti Prasthanasya? Bhagavad Gita statement here. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrutaha. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrutaha. So it is Bhagavad Gitayam saptamodhyaye panchavimshitamaha shlokaha. Shlokasya ardha. So the 25th mantra, the 25th verse of 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Bhagavan says, Aham na prakashaha, I am not evident, I do not shine for people, for sarvasya, for everyone, because why? Yoga maya samavrutaha. Vrutaha, avrutaha, samavrutaha. I have been covered by yoga maya. Yoga maya means what? Shakti only. As remaining covered by my own yoga maya, aham na prakashaha, I am not evident. I do not shine for everyone. Sarvasya aham na prakashaha. Because I am covered by what? Yoga maya. So this Smriti statement, the Smriti in terms of Bhagavad Gita statement also reveals exactly what the Upanishad says. That's why we say Bhagavad Gita is the milk extracted from the Upanishad cows. So parasya eva maya, when you say this maya is of course inexplicably subtlest power, amazing, beginningless, endless power, whether you are undergoing changes, it is, we understood duravagahya, vichitra, we understood already. But that power, does it have existence of its own? No. We talk about the power. It is this power, the manifestation of which alone shines as the world. The power remains unmanifested, the whole world will disappear. The entity of the world, including time and space, all the elements and elementals, living and non-living things, mobile beings, all the functions, actions, experiences, enjoyments, interactions, everything in the entity of the cosmos will disappear, will remain completely resolved if this power becomes unmanifested, undifferentiated. The power becomes manifested, then the power alone is in the form of the whole jagat. Amazing, inexplicable, greatest power. Not ordinary power, but still this greatest power in whose manifestation the world shines, in whose unmanifestation the world resolves, becomes as well as non-existent. And that power is not ordinary power, the power of Paramatma. The power does not have independent existence of its own. So never ever try to separate the power. Power is Paramatma only. Shakti Shivaha Eva. Power is Paramatma himself. Rather than Paramatma. Like heat is fire. Even though fire is endowed with the power of burning. The power of burning is not separate from fire. So also this unmanifested power of knowing is, doesn't have existence of its, independent existence of its own, outside of this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality implied by the term Atma, or sorry, Paramatma, looked upon as Ishvara, doesn't exist outside of this Paramatma. Therefore, Atma Satyam, Maya Mithya. Atma Maya, Atma Shakti is Mithya, Atma is Satyam. Therefore here, Parasya Eva Maya means what? Don't mistake this Maya for something different. Maya is nothing but Paramatma himself. Why? It has no independent existence of its own. It doesn't exist outside of other than Paramatma. Therefore, Parasya Eva Maya, Parasya Mayaya, Parasya Eva Mayaya. The Maya does not have existence of its own. Maya belongs to Paramatma only. Belonging does not mean having a separate independent existence. No, there's no possessed connection between Maya and Paramatma. Maya is Paramatma himself. Parasya eva mayaya momuhyamanaha sarvaha lokaha bhramiti. So Bhagavan also says in Bhagavad Gita, naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrutaha. Aham na prakashaha means what? I do not shine. Aham na prakashe, instead of saying aham na prakashaha. There's no evidence of my existence for every person. Because I'm the very evident. I'm not evident. I do not shine because I am covered by yoga maya. Now Shankaracharya continues his bhashyam. Nanu viruddham idam uchyate. Nanu viruddham idam uchyate. Matva dhiro na shochati. Matva dhiro na shochati. Na prakashate. Iti cha. So here, there are two statements of Kathopanishad. So, the first statement, matva dhiro na shochati. Matva dhiro na shochati. Matva means what? Jnatva. Having understood this Atma, dhiraha, the person who has protected his intellect. Dhiraha, the brave person who has protected his intellect, having resolved the phenomenon called fear for good. Na shochati, he does not grieve at all. Does not grieve anymore. Who does not grieve anymore? Dhiraha. Who, dhiraha, a brave person, a wise person, does not grieve. Why does he does not grieve? He has protected his intellect. How has he protected his intellect? Having resolved the fear, the phenomenon called a fear for good, he has protected his intellect. How did he resolve the phenomenon called a fear for good? Because he does not have a wrong notion anymore that he is a mortal. This wise person does not entertain a wrong notion anymore that he is a mortal. Why he does not entertain anymore the wrong notion? Because now he has claimed, he has discovered the Atma, Matva, having understood the Atma, having arrived at the Atma, having arrived at the reality as obtaining as one's own self, having arrived at the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self the very truth of I, having resolved the I sense, that very consciousness, the truth, this person has taken ownership of immortality as one's own nature. The person has claimed immortality as one's own nature, indestructibility as one's own nature. Having taken immortality, having taken ownership of immortality as one's own sarupam, atma sarupam, this person is free from the notion that he is immortal. Therefore, he has resolved this phenomenon called a fear for good. Therefore, he has protected his intellect. Therefore, this wise person who has protected his intellect from the hold of the phenomenon called a fear does not grieve. The fearless-minded, brave, wise person who has protected his intellect from the phenomenon called a fear for good does not grieve. This is the meaning of the statement. And this statement is, where is the statement? This is the statement of fourth mantra of first chapter of second section. It's the first section of second chapter. Dvitiyodhyayaha, second chapter. And here, the same Kathopanishad, the 12th mantra we saw just now, the 12th mantra of the third valli of first chapter. 12th mantra of the third section of the first chapter with another statement, na prakashate. Atma does not shine. Atma does not become evident. Atma is but does not shine. Does not become evident. Does not become revealed. Na prakashate. So here two statements are there. One statement says the person discovers the Atma. Means the Atma shines for him. Having arrived at the Atma, this person, wise person, does not grieve. Second statement, the 12th mantra statement, the statement of 12th mantra of third section of first chapter, the mantra says, na prakashate Atma does not shine. So he says, viruddham idam uchyate. So here the Purapakshi asks this question, nanu, idam viruddham uchyate. Idam viruddham uchyate. Isn't what is said is opposed to this each other? What is conveyed by these two statements? Opposed to each other. It means what? The content of one statement contradicts the content of the other statement. How can there be contradiction in one upasit itself? Viruddham idam uchyate. If Atma does not shine, how can a person know the Atma? If he cannot know the person, how can he say that? How can we say that having known, having discovered Atma, the person does not grieve? The possibility of knowing the Atma is revealed in the fourth mantra of the first section of second chapter. And Atma does not shine. The 12th mantra states this. Therefore, idam viruddham uchyate. So what is said here? What has been said here? What is said here? Ivadidam viruddham. It is contradictory. Is there a real contradiction? No. There seems to be contradiction. There seems to be a contradiction. There's no real contradiction. Why is it? In one place, Upanishad says Atma does not shine. Other place, Upanishad says Atma, a person knows the Atma and thereby he does not grieve. So possibility of knowing is revealed and the benefit of knowing is revealed by one statement and one statement says Atma does not shine. Therefore, for a Purapakshi, these two statements seem to be contradictory. Well, he's asking the question. Okay. The answer is good. Na etadevam. Na etadi evam. No. Na etadi na evam. This is not in this. It should not be taken in this manner. In this way. Na etadi evam. Asamskrit buddhehe avijnayatvat na prakashate ityuktam. Of course, the statement says, Atma does not shine, the mantra says, no doubt. The 12th mantra says, Atma does not shine. But, does not mean Atma cannot be recognized at all. Definitely one can discover Atma. The statement does not say the Atma is absolutely non-discoverable. No. Atma does not shine. But Atma is, because Atma is covered by Maya, the ignorance, and all the functions, actions, etc., the expressions of ignorance, by those things Atma remains covered. Atma does not shine. Yes. That does not mean Atma cannot be discovered at all. It is said, Asamskrita buddhehe avijnayatvat na prakashate ityuktam. Yes, Atma does not shine for an unrefined intellect. The person of unrefined intellect. Asamskrita buddhehe. So, asamskrita buddhihi yasya. Saha asamskrita buddhihi. Asamskrita buddhihi means what? Unrefined in person of unrefined intellect. Asamskrita buddhehe. For a person of unrefined intellect. For an unrefined minded person. For him. Avijnayatvat. Avijnayatvat, because of impossibility of knowing the Atma for unrefined minded. Avijnayatvat na prakashate iti uktam. Atma does not shine, it was been said. Why it was said? It was said, Atma does not shine. It was said because Atma does not shine only for a person who is of unrefined intellect, unrefined mind. Asamskrita buddhehe Atmana prakashate. Why Atma does not shine for a person who is of unrefined intellect? Because he has avijnayatvam. He does not have the status of vijnayatvam, avijnayatvam. Avijnayatvat. Atma has the status of being unknowable. Atma has the status of being unknowable for an unrefined minded person. Avijnayatvat, as Atma has the status of being unknowable, non-recognizable, becoming non-evident for a person of unrefined intellect, It has been said that Atma does not shine for unrefined minded person, immature minded person. If a person is highly mature, if he adequately mature, is intellectually sharp, emotionally stable, if he has mastery over his mind and sense organs, and he has Shamadhamma, etc., if he has Viveka Vairagyam, And if he is a calm, prepared minded, definitely in due course of time, Shravanam will help a person discover Atma. That's the teaching. Asamukta Bukdehe Avignyayatvat. Atma Vignyayaha. Atma is knowable. Atma can be known. Atma Vignyayaha. Atma can be known. Atma is knowable only for a Samskrita Buddhihi. For Asamskrita Buddhihi, Atma Avignyayaha. Atma Vignyayaha for a Samskrita Buddhi. Atma Avignyayaha for Asamskrita Buddhi. Avignyayatvat. As Atma has status of being unknowable, being Atma cannot be known as status of being unknowable for an unrefined minded person, Atma does not shine. That is what has been said. So there is no contradiction. Na yetadi evam. That has not been said in this way. There is no contradiction at all. It is possible for a Samskrita Buddhi, for a refined minded person, it is possible. Atma is knowable for a refined minded person. Thereby, a refined minded person can discover the Atma. Thereby, he can become Dhiraha. Thereby, he will not be grieving. No. So what should you do? Asamskrita Buddhi, a person of unrefined intellect, Asamskrita Buddhi. Who is Asamskrita Buddhi? Every human being is Asamskrita Buddhi only. That is why Bhagavan, majority of the people are Asamskrita Buddhayaha. Immature minded, unrefined, people of unrefined mind. So that is why Shastram prescribes this way of life called Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is the non-improvably designed beautiful discipline. There's no choice. There's no choice. Everyone has to go through life of Karma Yoga. Understanding Karma Yoga, living life of Karma Yoga is the only means of converting one's unrefined intellect into a refined intellect. Unrefined mind into a refined mind. Asamskrita Buddhi can become Samskrita Buddhi. A person of unrefined intellect can become a person of refined intellect only by living a life of Karma Yoga, where a person repeatedly surrenders his will to Bhagavan in the form of Dharma. Therefore, not in a fraction of a second he is away from Bhagavan. The whole life becomes filled with Bhagavan. Every work he does becomes worship. And for such a person, gradually one can become a person of refined intellect. Therefore, for such a person, Atma is Vijnayaha, Suvijnayaha. Atma is recognizable easily. Whereas Asamkrita Buddhihi, Atma is Avignyayaha. Atma is not easily recognizable. Atma has the status of being non-recognizable for an unrefined intellect, person of unrefined intellect. That's why it is said. Okay. Drishyate tu. Drishyate. Atma is definitely recognized. Atma is arrived at. Atma is understood. Atma is seen. Atma is known. Not as an object, but as one's own Swarupam. One does not know the Atma as an object. One knows the Atma as one's own self. Atma is not an object for a person who knows the Atma. Atma is the very self. Atma is very content of I. Drishyate. How is Atma recognized? How is Atma arrived at? How is Atma claimed as one's own self? சம்ஸ்கிருதயா அக்ரியயா அக்ரியயா சம்ஸ்கிருதயா. சம்ஸ்கிருதயா மீன்ஸ் த்ரூ த ரிஃபைன்ட். அக்ரியயா த்ரூ ஷார்ப், ஷார்ப் அண்ட் ரிஃபைன்ட். அக்ரம் இவ அக்ரியா, அக்ரம் இவ அக்ரியா, அக்ரியயா. அக்ரம் இவ அக்ரியா. அக்ரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி ஷார்ப் எட்ஜ் இஸ் அக்ரம். அக்ரம் இவ அக்ரியா, அக்ரியா புத்தி. அக்ரியா புத்திஹி குஷாக்ர புத்திஹி, வித் குஷாக்ர புத்தி. ஒன் ஹூஸ் இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் ஷார்ப் லைக் த பிளேட் ஆஃப் தி கிராஸ். சோ ஹியர் அக்ரம் இவ அக்ரியா புத், அக்ரியா. அக்ரம் மீன் வாட்? லைக் ஷார்ப் எட்ஜ், விச் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் இன்டெக் வில் வெரி ஷார்ப். Don't literally, don't intellect will cut anything, okay? The intellectual sharpness is mentioned here. Samskrutaya agriyaya taya ekagrataya upetaya. Very nice. Ekagrataya upetaya samskrutaya agriyaya sukshma buddhya. Then sukshmaya சூக்ஷ்ம வஸ்து நிரூபண பரையா, சூக்ஷ்ம வஸ்து நிரூபண பரையா. சோ ஆத்மா இஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி ரெக்கக்னைஸ்டு த்ரூ தி இன்டலெக்ட், தி ஷார்ப் இன்டலெக்ட், ரிஃபைன்ட் இன்டலெக்ட். ரிஃபைன்ட் இன்டலெக்ட் இஸ் தி ஷார்ப் இன்டலெக்ட். And a sharp intellect was now ekagrataya upetaya, the intellect which is endowed with ekagrata. Ekagrata means what? The focused, the intellect of focused attention. Through the focused, distraction free, sharp, refined, subtle intellect, which is sukshma vastu nirupana para buddhihi. Nirupana para buddhihi means what? The intellect which is capable of, it is competent enough, it's capable of comprehending, it is capable of the comprehension of subtlest vastu, subtlest reality. See, what has been discovered is the subtlest. There is nothing subtler than the reality implied by the term Atma. How subtle it is? Formless, all pervasive, attributeless. Reality is attributeless. Reality is formless. Reality is all pervasive. How subtle it is? Inexplicably subtlest. And reality is implied by the term Atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Such reality is not an object also. Imperceptible. It has to be arrived at only as the very swarupam of the knower. Subject, you arrived at only a swarupam of the I. You have to distinguish the knower from the known. Then you have to see who the knower is. And you will find, you will stumble upon this abstract formless reality. Because there is no knower other than this reality. And subtlest. And to arrive at this reality, to take ownership of this reality as the very truth of I, truth of the knower, group of the knower, one's intellect must be very sharp and subtle. The gross intellect, the gross mind cannot grasp the subtlest reality. அக்ரியா ஏகாகிரதையா உபேட்டையா தி இன்டர் விச் இஸ் எண்ட் அவுட் வித் தி ஒன்னஸ் சிங்கிள் பாயிண்டட்னஸ் which has single pointedness, which is focused, distraction free, which is sharp, and which is refined, which is subtle enough to be capable of comprehending the much subtler, subtlest reality, obtaining as the very surup of the knower I. Okay. That's why I had to remember Swamiji here. Pujya Swamiji used to say this very clearly. Why dharma is so much emphasized? Because living consciously a life of universal values means doing always the right actions, referring one's own wrong actions, means very, very living one's life very, very consciously, thoughtfully. A person who wants to live a life of dharma cannot be thoughtless. A person who wants to live a life of values must be very, very conscious, thoughtful. Therefore, living a life of dharma enables a person to be conscious, always and thoughtful. It prevents a person from becoming mechanical. By preventing a person from being mechanical, by making a person remain always conscious, thoughtful, it contributes for what? Sharpness. Intellect becomes sharper and sharper and sharper if we are doing everything consciously, thoughtfully, not mechanically. That is why in Indian culture, the grandparents, if they happen to see their grandchildren, they do anything mechanically, immediately they'll hit. If somebody moves the legs, now mechanically, when the person is not conscious of his physical movements, leg movement, then immediately elders will come and they will hit. When they'll make you, they'll bring you back to, then you should not do anything mechanically. The fist, that's why they're very, very, I see how beautiful it is, how elders are so conscious. Whatever our body is doing, we must be conscious of our physical activities, physical movements. Very important for us to avoid all mechanical physical movements. Whoever is mechanical, if a person's physical movements are mechanical, he is not conscious of his physical movements, which means the person is very restless. The degree of person's restlessness, the degree of person's restlessness can be measured from his mechanical physical movements. In India, elders always say it is wrong. It is not right. They always say we should not be very mechanical. So anything you do, you see that your attention is fully there. So you are thoughtful, you are conscious of what you are doing. Physical, oral and mental activities. So living a life of universal values means doing everything consciously, thoughtfully. And doing everything consciously, thoughtfully contributes for what? Intellectual sharpness. That's why the person who lives a life of karma yoga is supposed to become intellectually sharp. Sharper and sharper. That's why a disciplined minded person is the one who has focused attention, single pointedness of the attention. So he has sharp and subtle intellect. through the sharp and subtle intellect, Atma is recognizable as one's own self. Okay, next. Sukshma vastu nirupana paraya. Atma drishyate. Okay. By whom Atma is recognized through such intellect? By whom? By whom? Kaihi. By whom Atma is recognized as the self through the sharp and subtle and intellect of his single pointedness. Is it? Sukshma darshibihi. Sukshma darshibihi. By people of subtle vision. Ye sukshmam pashyanti se sukshma darshinaha. Ye sukshmam pashyanti te sukshma darshinaha. Sukshma darshibihi. The people of subtle vision. Indriyebhya parahyarthaha. Ityadi prakarena. Indriyebhya parahahi arthaha. Ityadi prakarena. So how do people see the subtlest reality? How do people arrive at the subtlest reality? How do people stumble upon subtlest reality? By understanding, by distinguishing the gross, subtle from the gross. So beginning from what? Sense organs, sense objects, then the mind, they go, what is superior to what? What is subtler than what? Ityadi prakarena. In this manner or through this method of distinguishing the subtle from the gross in a proper order, sukshmata paramparya darshanena. Sukshmata paramparya darshanena. By seeing darshanena, by seeing the subtleness, sukshmatayaha darshanam, sukshmata darshanam. By seeing the subtleness in proper order, paramparya darshanena, sukshmata paramparya darshanena. Sukshmata paramparya darshanam means what? Seeing the subtleness through gradation. What is subtle? What is subtler? What is much subtler? And what is this much, the subtlest? And what is distinct from the subtlest also? That is the inexplicably subtlest. This is how. And how far which people use what? People used to through methods in the Shastram, in the Shastra teaching, Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, the method of distinguishing the known from the known, and using another method of Avasthatraya Prakriya, the method of analyzing the three states of experience, and the method of main method is analysis of the five layers of personality. Otherwise it will be panchakosha prakriya or panchakosha vivekaha. Okay. By following many methods, the methods of unfoldment used, the many traditional teaching methods of unfoldment, by following many traditional methods of unfoldment inbuilt in this Shastram, known from the traditional teachers. When we distinguish the subtlest reality, we arrive at the subtlest reality. So by seeing the subtleness by seeing the subtleness in a proper gradation. Sukshmata parampariya darshanena param smokshmam drashtum param sukshmam. The absolute subtle, the ultimate subtle. Shilam drashtum shilam yesham. Drashtum shilam yesham. They are sukshma darshinaha. The sukshma darshinaha, the people of subtle vision, or those who have the discipline, those who are capable of comprehending, those who have the discipline to see the absolute subtle, ultimate subtle thing, by seeing subtleness through gradation. Sukshma darshinaha ke te yesham sukshmata paramparya darshanena param sukshmam drattum shilam yesham te sukshma darshinaha. Those who have the capability to see arivati ultimate subtle thing, by seeing subtleness at different levels. Sukshmadarshibhi panditaihi ityetat panditaha. The panditaha are those who are sukshmadarshinaha. Sukshmadarshinaha are those who are capable of arriving at the absolutely subtlest, in a subtlest reality, gradually seeing the subtleness at different levels. They start with the grossest body and they negate the grossest thing as object of knowledge, and they even the objects of negate all the objects of all just gross things, gross objects. Then they even the instruments of perception, their mind, the intellect, in this manner, the arivatti knower, and it is arivatti what? It is called sukshmata paramparya darshanam. Sukshmata paramparya darshanam means what? Seeing the subtleness through gradations. Okay. Finally, they arrive at the subtlest, absolutely subtlest, inexplicably subtlest. And by them, the Atma is seen, Atma is known, recognized as the self. Through sharp, subtle, single-pointed intellect. So, Atma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth implied by the term Brahma, and also Atma, which also looked upon as Paramatma, that reality, Aishwara Swarupam, has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only through knowledge. There's no way of physically attaining Aishwara Swarupam. There's no way of physically attaining the truth. It is attained in terms of knowledge. Through knowledge. That's why intellect is very important here. Okay. So now you can see, connect the importance of living a life of karma yoga and living one's life consciously and being conscious of dharma, not hurting, non-hurting. We don't want to hurt, but how carelessly we hurt others. Not telling lies, but carelessly, small lies we do speak. Not cheating. Unintentionally, so we cheat. No. That's why one has to be very, very thoughtful of one's actions. Because that is how the intellectual sharpness can be earned. The intellectual dullness can be resolved only by consciously living a life of dharma. Okay, next. 13th mantra. Now you can understand why Bhagavad Gita from 2nd chapter onward, 118th chapter, everywhere Krishna emphasizes the karma yoga. 13th mantra. No. Okay, now we know very well, one must have sukshma buddhi in order to have the atma, not, if atma has to become evident, atma has revealed its swarupam to oneself, atma, all pervasive reality, which is already there as one's own self, if it has to become revealed to oneself, one must have sukshma agrya, sukshma buddhi, agrya buddhi, samskrita buddhi. Tat pratipatyupayamaha. That is, tat pratipatyupayamaha. Pratipattihi. Pratipattihi also means assimilation, clear understanding. The Upanishad presented here the method, the means. Upaya means the means. The means of having the assimilated vision of one's own self. Upanishad presented the means of having the assimilated vision of the truth being one's own self. Okay. Yachhed vang manasi, prajnyastad yachhed jnana atmani, yachhed vang manasi, prajnyastad yachhed jnana atmani, yachhed vang manasi, prajnyastad yachhed jnana atmani, jnanamatmani mahati niyachhet, jnanamatmani mahati niyachhet, tadyachhet chanta atmani. Yachhet, many times the verb yachhet is used in this mantra. Let me read again. Yachhet vang manasi prajnyaha, tadyachhed jnana atmani, jnanamatmani mahatini yachhed, jnanamatmani mahatini yachhed, tadyachhed chanta atmani, tadyachhed chanta atmani. See, the mantra begins with the verb yachhet. Yachhet vang manasi. Yachhet vang manasi. Yachhet plus vag become yachhet vag means what? Here, the jastva sandhi. Yachhet. Vang manasi. Vak manasi. Then prajnyaha, tad yachet. Again, just as the word, yachet jnana atmani. Jnana is what? Yachet jnane ఆత్మని. ఏకారస్య లోపం, ఏకారం బికమ్స్ డాట్ బికాస్ సంధి. జ్ఞానం ఆత్మని మహతి నియచ్చేత్, తద్యచ్చేత్ శాంత ఆత్మని. ఓకే, లెట్ మీ టెల్ యూ హౌ మెనీ టైమ్స్ యచ్చేత్ కమ్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ యచ్చేత్? యచ్చతి, యచ్చ ధాతు, యచ్చతి వర్బ్, యచ్చతి లట్ రూపం. యచ్చతి, యచ్చతి మీన్స్ వాట్? గివ్స్, దదాతి. యచ్చతి లిటిల్ మీన్స్ దదాతి. యచ్చతి ఆల్సో మీన్స్, యచ్చతి మీన్స్ గివ్స్, దదాతి. యచ్చతి ఆల్సో హియర్ మీన్స్ రిజాల్వ్స్. యచ్చతి గివ్స్, యచ్చతి ఆల్సో మీన్స్ రిజాల్వ్స్. సమ్ ప్లేసెస్, సమ్ కాంటెస్ట్, ద వర్డ్ యచ్చతి మీన్స్ గివ్స్, దదాతి. ప్రయచ్చతి, యచ్చతి ప్రయచ్చతి మీన్స్ గివ్. బట్ హియర్ యచ్చతి మీన్స్ రిజాల్వ్స్. అగైన్ లింక్ పొటెన్షియల్ మూడ్, యచ్చేత్, యచ్చేత్ మస్ట్, షుడ్. ఓకే, సో హియర్ వన్ మస్ట్ రిజాల్వ్, వన్ షుడ్ రిజాల్వ్. దిస్ మెథడ్, ఓకే, ద మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ ది అసిమిలేటెడ్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ the reality being one's own self. Okay, who yachet, who should resolve? Kaha yachet? Prajnyah, prajnyah yachet, prajnyah yachet, prajnyah ityukte kaha? Prakarshena janati iti prajnyah. ప్రాజ్ఞః, ఈవెన్ జ్ఞాని ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాజ్ఞః. అండ్ హియర్ ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ విషన్, ది పర్సన్ హు హ్యాస్ ది క్లియర్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అనాత్మ ఆల్సో ప్రాజ్ఞః. హియర్ మీన్స్ ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ది డిస్క్రిమినేట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ప్రాజ్ఞః. The discriminate person, prajnyaha yachet, he should resolve. A discriminate person should resolve. What? Kim yachet, kam yachet, vang yachet, manaha yachet, vang yachet, vak yachet, vak yachet, manaha yachet. The discriminated person should resolve the speech, and so discriminated person should resolve the mind. Together dual, vak cha manaha cha vang manasi. Vak cha manaha cha vang manasi. But here, మనసి ఇస్ నాట్ మనసి వాక్ చ మన నాట్ డ్యువల్ వర్డ్ హియర్. మనసి ఇస్ అ ఛాందస ప్రయోగ, వేదిక్ యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ది లోకటివ్ కేస్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మనస్. సకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ మనశ్శబ్ద, తస్య శబ్దస్య సప్తమీ విభక్తౌ మనసి ఇతి రూపం. సో a discriminate person should resolve the walk, resolve kutra kasmin, resolve where should he resolve it, where should the discriminate person resolve the speech. Manasi, walk manasi means it be difficult, walk manasi yachet. So, vak actually nominative case. It should be vacham manasi yachet. Prajnyaha vacham manasi yachet. Pragyaha vacham manasi yachet. It is not dual form. Please make a note. It's not dual form. Not vakcha manascha. Pragyaha vak yachet. Dekhi person should resolve the speech. Where? Where should resolve? Into the mind. Manasi. Pragyaha vacham manasi yachet. This person should resolve the speech. Into the mind. Okay. Manasi is lok, is a Vedic usage. But manasi. Then. Tad means what? Mind. Tad, the third person pronoun stands for mind. Tad. Yachet. Jnane. Atmani, tad yachet jnane atmani. Tad yachet jnane atmani. And one should, that stands for mind. So one should resolve, the discriminate person should resolve the speech into the mind, and he should resolve that mind into jnane atmani. Okay, jnana atma, vijnana atma means intellect. So one should, in this case, person should resolve the mind into the intellect. Jnana atma, jnana atma, vijnana atma means mind. Here, jnanam atmani, jnane atmani. Jnanam Atma, Jnanatma. And Jnanatma is what? Vijnana, intellect. So one should, Pragya should resolve the mind into the intellect. So, Pragya, Vak Manasi Chet, Tat Manaha, Pragya, Jnane Atmani Chet. Jnane Atmani Chet. Okay, then. Jnanam atmani, jnanam mahati atmani niyachet. Again with the prefix ni, also the verb yachet means the same here. Jnanam atmani mahati niyachet. So the word jnanam means here intellect, already we know. Mahati atmani niyachet. So this discriminate person should resolve that intellect into the Mahanatma. Mahati Atmani Niyache. Okay. Here please make a note. Mahati Atmani. Mahati is a locative case form of Mahan. Takarantaha Pullingaha Mahat Shabdaha. Mahat means Samashti Buddhi. But here, Mahan Atma also means Samashti Buddhi. So, Mahat, the individual intellect must be resolved in cosmic intellect. One should resolve the individual intellect into cosmic intellect. Why? Individual intellect does not have existence by itself outside of the cosmic intellect. Just as wave doesn't have independent existence outside of the ocean, for any wave to be a wave, there must be an ocean around. Wave can always enjoy its existence only if there is an ocean. So, similarly, individual intellect is possible only if there is a cosmic intellect. Therefore, Mahanatma is a Pullinga Shabda. If you decline that, Mahati is a locative case of Mahan. So, Mahati Atmani means one must resolve one's individual intellect into the cosmic intelligence, cosmic intellect, otherwise said to be Samashti Buddhihi, known as Hiranyagarbha. Mahanatmani. Niyachet. Okay. Then, Mahanatma, tad, நியச்சேத் சாந்த ஆத்மை. ஒன் ஷுட் ரிசால்வ் தட் மகான் ஆத்மா, தி காஸ்மிக் இன்டலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ இன்டு வாட் சாந்த ஆத்மதி. சாந்த ஆத்மா இஸ் வாட் சாந்தே ஆத்மனி. சாந்த ஆத்மா, சாந்த ஆத்மா இஸ் இட் இஸ் தி ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் reality which is of the nature of tranquility, serenity. Shanta Atmani, Shanta Atma here implies what? The formless, abstract, subtlest reality which is of the nature of serenity, tranquility. So being tranquil is the very swaroop of the Atma. Atma never becomes turbulent. Mind becomes turbulent. Mind becomes restless, agitated. And mind has to become calm, quiet and tranquil. Atma need not become tranquil. Need not become serene and quiet and calm. Atma is ever of the nature of calmness. Atma is the abstract, formless, subtlest reality implied by the term Atma is ever of the nature of calmness, serenity, tranquility. Therefore, that reality which is arrived at in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of tranquility, is implied is here meant by the term Shanta Atma. So one should resolve this Prajna, the discriminate person should resolve that cosmic intelligence, cosmic intellect, Samashti Buddhihi Mahanatma into this Shanta Atma, this absolute reality, ultimate truth, the subtlest, inexplicably subtlest, attributeless, formless reality in terms of pure consciousness, implant Atma into that, one resolve the cosmic intellect, Hiranyagarbha. And where should one resolve this abstract, formless, subtlest, attributeless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, which is of the nature of tranquility, where to resolve? One cannot, one need not resolve reality into anything, because reality is beyond everything. There's nothing beyond the reality. Is it clear? Are you following, listening to me or not? So, Shante Atmani Niyache. Suddenly there's a big leap from individual intellect. Until then he is talking about it. Suddenly he leaps from what? Into Samashti intellect. Thereby, he says not only at the Vyashti level, at the Samashti level also, at the cosmic level also, the truth which you are arriving at as the truth of individual alone is the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. There are not two truths. There are no two truths. Truth is one. The absolute reality is one. Ultimate truth is one. The only truth of everything. The only truth of Vyashtihi and Samashtihi. The only truth of individual and the total. That truth alone is implied by the term Atma or Paramatma, Brahma. And the truth, every human being has to arrive at only as the Swarup of the knower in one's own intellect, as a truth of I only. There's no shortcut method. There's no way of, no other way of arriving at the reality. Reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing as one's own self, as the truth of the knower I. Suddenly Upanishad leap makes a big leap, because this Atma, this reality, which you arrive at as a truth of I knower, in your vasti intellect is the only truth of the samashti intellect also. To make it very clear, it means the truth of the individual alone is the truth of the entity of the cosmos. They're not two. Swarup means one. Essentially, everything is one and the same. Therefore, what does he do? First he says, the prajna, the discriminate person, should resolve the speech into the mind. Vacham manasi achet. Manaha tad. Tad manaha tad. Achet jnane atmani. And one, he should resolve that mind into which resolves the speech. The mind he should resolve into the intellect. Jnana atma, vijnana atma. And he resolve that vijnana atma, vashti intellect into samashti vijnana atma, mahati atmani into the total, the cosmic intellect. Also to be Mahanatma. And then one should resolve that Mahanatma, the cosmic intellect, into the Shanta Atma, the absolute, attributeless, beginningless, changeless, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of consciousness and is of the nature of tranquility. Into that reality of tranquility, reality which is of the nature of tranquility, one should resolve this cosmic intelligence. Cosmic intellect, otherwise said to be Hiranyagarbha. Okay. No. Yachet. Niyachet. Upasamharet. See, very nice. Yachet means should give. Niyachet. Yachet, we put the ni. Yachati, prayachati means gives also. When you put the prefix ni, it means only resolving. Yachet is equal to. Don't take us merely yachet, not prayachet. It is niyachet. Yachet, prayachet have two meanings, but niyachet means one must resolve. Means upasamharet. Niyachet means what? Upasamharet. Upasamharet means what? One should resolve. Upasamharati also means withdraws. But withdrawing means what? Resolving only here. Who prajnaha? Who is prajnaha? Viveki. The person of discriminative understanding. The discriminate person. Okay. What should he resolve? Kim yachet? Kim niyachet? Kim upasamharet? Vag. Vak means what? Vacham. Vak is the Upanishadic expression. Shankaracharya writes in conventional language, to make it grammatically correct, we are not correcting the Upanishad the word. We are understanding what is meant by the Upanishadic term. Vak is the word used there. It means vacham. Vacham upasamharet. Vacham niyachet. Vak atra upalakshanartha. Very nice. Vak means don't take vak as only the vak, speech alone. Vak stands for all the vak atra upalakshanartha. It symbol, it stands for sarvesham indriyanam. Vak stands for all the powers. சர்வேஷாம் இந்திரியானாம் உபலக்ஷணார்த்தா வாக். வாக் ஒன் பவர் அலோன், தி பவர் ஆஃப் தி ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் அலோன் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர். யூ மஸ்ட் டேக் ஆல் 10 பவர்ஸ் பிகாஸ் இட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் அதர் சட்டில் பவர்ஸ். சர்வேஷாம் இந்திரியானாம் உபலக்ஷணார்த்தா வாக். Therefore, what should we take now? The discriminate person should resolve all subtle powers into the mind. All subtle powers into the mind. What does it mean? Sense powers are subtle, but sense powers do not have independent existence. They cannot function as sense powers. All the powers, no power can function as the power. There are powers, the five powers of organs of actions, instruments of actions, five powers serve as instruments of knowledge. All these powers can be functional, can do their job only if they have the blessing of the conscious mind. Only if the mind becomes conscious, the conscious mind becomes functional, only then the sense powers can, all 10 powers can be functional. The mind is non-functional, all the 10 powers also remain resolved and they become as good as non-existent. That's what happens in teen sleep. In sleep, all 10 powers remain resolved non-functionally. They're as good as non-existent in sleep. Only when the mind is functional, they also become functional because they are very much dependent on the function of mentation. Therefore, it is said here, and one should resolve, therefore, mind is what? Mind is subtler and superior to, greater than the sense powers. All the 10 powers. So, sarvesham indriyanam upalakshanartha vak. Therefore, one should resolve all powers, subtle powers, which serve as instruments of perception, instruments of knowledge, into the mind. Okay. The question is asked, qua, where should all the powers be resolved? Where should all the powers, such as vagindriyam, the power of organ of speech, etc., should be resolved? Qua means kutra, manasi. Manasi is chandasa prayogaha. Sankalpa says, manasi iti chandasam dairghyam. Look at this. I'm only reading first time. Okay? First time means now only I'm seeing that. Manasi. Manasi iti chandasam dairghyam. Dairghyam means length. Dirgha means long. Dirgha is adjective, long. Dairghyam, length. Manasi iti dairgyam. The length means what? The short vowel is made a long vowel. This length of the vowel is increased because it is chandasam. It is Vedic. Chandasam, it is Vedic expression. Vedic. If you write in conventional language in your examination, if you write manasi, in the place of manasi, if you write manasi, you will get zero. Okay? You want to say what is manasi? Into the mind. In the mind means what? Manasi. Short. Okay? So manasi iti chandasam dairgyam. The length is Vedic chandasam. Okay, chandasa prayogaha, Vedic usage. Okay, so tacha mano. Okay, so once you resolve all the powers, such as seeing, hearing power, etc., the power of speech, etc., into the mind. Now, tacha manaha, and that mind, tatcha tacha, and that mind, yachet jnane, prakash swarupe buddhau atmani. So jnane atmani. Why mind is said to be jnana atma or jnanam atma? Because prakash swarupe, The intellect also is effulgent. Intellect is effulgent. How it becomes, even though intellect by itself is inert subtle matter, but it becomes a conscious subtle matter. Conscious subtle, conscious. The inert intellect becomes conscious intellect. Inert antahkanam becomes conscious antahkanam because of its proximity, closeness, inseparability, and thereby manifestation of the consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness. In Vidhiveka, it is very beautifully said, look, taptayav pindavat, the iron ball which is hid in fire becomes fireball. Iron ball heated, well hid in fire becomes fireball. And the well hid iron ball, which is red in color, very hot in the heart also, there you cannot separate the heat, the fire and the iron. They become inseparably one together. Fireball, fire, bright, brilliant, blazing, hot iron ball is inseparable from the fire. Similarly here, the mind, which has the manifestation of consciousness, becomes conscious, conscious. In no more inert, that conscious intellect, functional intellect, sentient intellect is what now? Jnane, jnana atma, jnanam. So jnana prakasha swarupe atmani buddhau. Prakasha swarupayam buddhau it must be. Okay. Prakasha swarupe atmani means what? Buddhau. So that mind, one should resolve that mind into the conscious, sentient, brilliant intellect. Buddhirhi mana adi karanan yapnoti. Buddhihi mana adi. Manadi karanan yapnoti iti atma pratyaktesham buddhirhi mana adi karanani, not karanani, mana adi karanani apnoti iti atma. Now, see, very beautiful. Okay. Reality is implied with the term Atma because it reaches everything because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Please listen to me carefully. Absolute reality, ultimate truth, subtlest reality, being all pervasiveness is its nature, it reaches everything being all pervasive. Therefore, it is implied with the term Atma. Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. The question is, why intellect also is meant by the word Atma? Why intellect also is meant by the word Atma? The question is coming, the answer is given. Buddhihi, buddhi, the intellect of course is, intellect indeed is, it's also Atma. Why? Because mana adi karanani apnoti. Intellect also pervades, reaches the instruments such as mind, etc. Intellect reaches, goes to, attains, pervades all the instruments such as mind, etc. Intellect pervades the mind, the internal instrument of knowledge. intellect pervades the, intellect reaches the sense organs, the organs of actions. All these are subtle 10 powers which serve as instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge. All of them, the buddhihi apnoti, this intellect pervades, reaches all these instruments such as mind, etc. Therefore, intellect also is relatively meant by the word Atma. Apnoti iti Atma. Intellect pervades what? Mana adi karanani apnoti iti Atma. Okay. Therefore, what? Tesham pratyak. Tesham pratyak. So, intellect is the pratyak of all of them. Pratyak means what? It is interior to all of them. What is interior to what? See, pranas are pratyak from the standpoint of the physical body. Mind is the pratyak standpoint of the pranas. Sense organs. So, it is the pratyak standpoint of the mind. Like this, interior, internal, absolutely what is pratyak? The abstract, formless, subtlest consciousness is interior, internal to even the antah-I. There's nothing beyond the consciousness. Therefore, see, H2O is pratyak with reference to every wave. Means what? Subtlest. Also, so beyond, nothing else is here. So we say the most, innermost is the Atma. But when, from the standpoint of the mind, what is internal to it is the intellect. Therefore, intellect also is implied, meant by the word Atma. The two reasons are again, why intellect is meant by the word Atma. Jnanam. Why is it Jnanam? Intellect is meant by the word Jnanam because it is also conscious, effulgent. It is having enjoyed borrowed consciousness. It becomes conscious and sentient and brilliant. Therefore, it is also meant by the word Jnanam. It's also meant by the word Atma because it also pervades the instruments such as mind, etc. Not only that, it's also interior to, internal to the mind, etc. Therefore, it is said buddhi. And what is interior from the standpoint of the intellect? Then we understand absolutely Atma, reality. Okay. Very beautifully given why intellect is meant by the word vijnanam or jnanam or atma, vijnanatma. So much of expression Shankaracharya gives here. Okay. Jnanam, buddhim, jnanam. Jnanam is equal to buddhim. Atmani mahati. Atmani mahati. What is Mahan Atma here? Samashti Manaha, Samashti Buddhihi, Samashti Manaha, Samashti Buddhihi, Hiranyagarbha. Prathama Jena Yachet, that which is born first. The first born is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? Samashti Buddhihi. Samashti Buddhihi, what is first born? Aham, Asmi, Iti Jnanam. Understand, the knowledge of the I, knowledge of sense of existence, is the first born cognition. And the totality of all intellects, aham, is the first born. So, samashti buddhihi. So, Brahma is said to be pratamajaha. In Mundaka Upanishad, Brahma, the first mantra of Mundaka Upanishad, we understood the word Prathamajaha. சோ பிரதமஜே நியச்சேத் மகதி பிரதமஜே நியச்சேத். சோ ஒன் ஷுட் ரிசால்வ் திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் இன்டெலக்ட் இன் டு திஸ் சமஷ்டி காஸ்மிக் இன்டெலக்ட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பம். பிரதமஜே ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பே நியச்சேத் பிரதமஜவத் ஸ்வச்ச ஸ்வபாவக ஸ்வபாவகம் ஆத்மனஹ விஜ்ஞானம். பிரதமஜவத் ஸ்வச்ச ஸ்வபாவகம் ஆத்மனஹ விஜ்ஞானம் ஆபாதயேத் இத்யர்த்தஹ. சோ பிரதமஜவத் லைக் தி ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஆத்மனஹா விஜ்ஞானம் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் இன்டலெக்ட் ஸ்வச்ச சுபாவகம் ஆபாதையேத். ஒன் ஷுட் மேக் ஆத்மனஹா விஜ்ஞானம் ஆபாதையேத். ஒன் ஷுட் ஹேவ் ஒன் ஷுட் மேக் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் இன்டலெக்ட் to be of swachcha swabhava, so to be of the nature of purity, to be of pure nature. One should make one's own intellect to be of pure nature like Hiranyagarbha. Prathamajavat swachcha swabhavakam vijnanam ஆத்மனஹ விஜ்ஞானம் ஆபாதயேத். ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் சமஷ்டி புத்தி ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் பியோர், சோ ஆல்சோ ஒன் மஸ்ட் மேக் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் இன்டெலெக்ட் டு பி ஆஃப் பியோர் நேச்சர் ஸ்வச்ச ஸ்வபாவகம். ஸ்வபாவ இஸ் பியூர் நேச்சர். ஸ்வபாவகம் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஹேஸ் தி பியூர் நேச்சர். ஒன் மஸ்ட் மேக் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் இன்டெலக்ட் டு பி தட் விச் ஹேஸ் பியூர் நேச்சர் லைக் தட் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா சமஷ்டி புத்தி இதி அர்த்தஹ. சோ ஞானம் புத்திம் மகதி பிரதமஜே நியச்சே தம்ச மகாந்தம். டோன்ட் வரி, வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தட் அகெய்ன். தஞ்ச மகாந்தம் ஆஃப்டர் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் கம்ப்ளீட்டிங் மந்திர எக்ஸ்பிளைன். தஞ்ச மகாந்தம் ஆத்மானம் யச்சேத் தம்ச மகாந்தம் ஆத்மானம் யச்சேத். தென் ஒன் ஷுட் ரிசால்வ் தட் காஸ்மிக் இன்டெலெக்ட் ஆல்சோ இன் டு வாட் சாந்தே யச்சே சாந்தே. ஐ எம் ஷுர் யூனிவர்ஸ் சத்துசந்தி. தஞ்ச மகாந்தம் ஆத்மானம் யச்சே சாந்தே மீன் சாந்தே யச்சேத் சாந்தே யச்சே சாந்தே. சர்வ விசேஷ பிரத்யஸ்தமித ரூபே பியூட்டிஃபுல். சர்வ விசேஷ பிரத்யஸ்தமித பிரத்யஸ்தமித ரூபே அவிக்ரியே சர்வாந்தரே சர்வ புத்தி பிரத்ய சாட்சிணி முக்கியே ஆத்மனி. சாந்த ஆத்மா இஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பை சங்கராச்சாரியா. So may one resolve that cosmic intellect samashti buddhi adarvesarve hiranya garbha into the absolute reality which is of the nature of tranquility which is implied by the term atma. Okay, and what is shanta atma? It is abstract, formless, attributeless reality which is of, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. Implied with the Atma, which is absolute reality, ultimate truth. So this samashti buddhi must be resolved. It's a cognitive resolution, nothing physical here. Cognitively, one has to resolve the intellect into this Atma. Okay? And what is a Shanta Atma? Shankaracharya says, Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Rupe. See, Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness, the subtlest reality, abstract reality, attributeless reality, is that which is of the form in which, the formless form in which all the adjectives become negated and resolved. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Rupe. Sarve Visheshaha Pratyastamitaha Yasmin Rupe. Sarve Visheshaha Pratyastamitaha Yasmin Rupe. Tad Rupam Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Rupam. Okay. Visheshaha means all adjectives, all descriptions, all attributes, everything becomes what now? Pratyastamitaha. Completely becomes resolved, become negated. Why? The reality is abstract, formless, attributeless and no formless, therefore what? Absolutely attributeless. When you arrive at the, through Dhrivdhishiveka Prakriya, when you arrive at the Surupma of the Knower, when you arrive at the Surupma of the Atma, the reality, what attribute do you find? No attribute. No gunas, no form, color, sound, taste, touch, nothing, no attributes. Absolutely attributeless. Reality is of the nature of attributelessness. So you understand, you see the whole world of countless number of things and beings. Everything has what? So many attributes. The world of objects of countless number of attributes, finally what now? Negating all of them, you arrive at it, you arrive at the attributeless reality. The reality which is author of attributelessness, formless, abstract, subtlest, all-pervasive, attributeless. Therefore, Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Rupe, the reality which you arrive at, okay, and which is of the formless form in which all the attributes, adjectives become resolved. Means what? They're not there. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamita Rupe. Rupam is this one of first Rupaha Atma. Second, Avikriye. Avikriya. The abstract, formless reality which is of the nature of changelessness. In changeless, avikriya means in changeless reality which is free from all attributes. Sarvantare, the reality which is the most interior, most internal, the innermost essence of every being here. Sarvantare, sarva, sarvesham antaram. There's nothing beyond consciousness. Consciousness beyond everything. Sarvantaram means what? That which is the innermost of every being. Sarvantare. Sarvantare. Sarva buddhi pratyasakshini. Very nice. சர்வாசாம் புத்தீனாம் சாட்சி, சர்வாசாம் புத்தீனாம் பிரத்யானாம் சாட்சி, தி ஒன் அண்ட் தி ஒன்லி செகண்ட்லெஸ் விட்னஸ், தி ஒன்லி விட்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி காக்னிஷன்ஸ் அப்டைனிங் இன் ஆல் தி இன்டலெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ், சர்வேஷாம் ஜனானாம் சர்வாசாம் புத்தீனாம் பிரத்யானாம் சாட்சி இஸ் ஆத்மா. சர்வ புத்தி பிரத்ய சாட்சினி, தட் அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் தி ஒன்லி விட்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி காக்னிஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி இன்டலெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ், the only knower, the only experience, atma is not the knower, experiencer, witness, but there is no witness, no knower, no experience other than the atma. Sarva buddhi pratyaya sakshini mukhya atmani, and the absolute reality which is the mukhya atma. Mukhya atma means what? The absolutely real, real true, real, absolutely real self. Everything else what? Mithya. Everything else is mithya, 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 mithya. Absolutely real. Everything else is relatively real. Absolutely real is mukhya atma. So mukhya atma, absolutely real self. Is Shanta Atma, so the absolutely real self, which is the only witness of all the cognitions, of all the intellects, of all the beings, which is innermost essence of every being, all the beings, which absolutely of the nature of changelessness, and in which all the attributes become resolved, which is absolutely free from all the attributes, into the reality, the pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge, implied by the term Atma, into that, Mahantam Atmanam Yachet, one should resolve this, even the cosmic intelligence, otherwise, Hiranyagarbha. Okay, so, the word Atma is easily used. Atma is used to mean Mahan Atma is used. The word Mahan Atma is used to mean Hiranyagarbha. How can we distinguish this absolutely real Atma? So Shankaracharya says, Mukhya Atma. Okay. Is it clear now? I'm sorry that in between we had some small break. I would stop now. Any questions from anywhere?
Swamiji, in the previous verse it says, in the Bhashyam it says, Upetaya. Ekagataya Upetaya.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of Upetaya?
Well, it means ended with. See, ekagra, ekagra, one second. Yeah. Ekagrataya upetaya. Ekagrata means single pointedness. Agram means point. Okay. Ekagram means single point. Ekagrata, single pointedness. Ekam agram yasi ekagram. Ekagram means what? Single point. Ekagrata, single pointedness. And ekagrataya upetaya. The intellect which is endowed with single pointedness. Through the intellect which is of the single pointedness. Correct? See, upetaha means endowed with. See, pustakopetaha sarthakaha. Pustakena upetaha. Pustakopetaha. Pustakena upetaha. The one who has the book is pustakopetaha. Upeta. one who is with, along with. That's the meaning. But here, ekagrataya upetaya means the intellect, through the intellect which is of the single pointedness. Yeah, is clear now?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti.